Rochelle crop conditions. We're seeing, I think most farmers can say it's wet, but that's not the case everywhere. But in South Central Minnesota, where you're located, wet has definitely been an understatement.
Yes, we've received, since we planted this year, I think we've had anywhere from 20 to 24 inches of rain on fields. And it almost seems like the weather has played hopscotch this year, you know, between even within a county, the rain has been so sporadic. But southwestern Minnesota is much wetter than we are in south central Minnesota. And driving here to Fargo yesterday, you know, there are garden spots and then there are spots that look, you know, like back at home. And it was interesting during our roll call to hear what percentage of prevent plant acres and if it's wet or if it's dry, because some of our directors would just be begging for this rain.
And I know we won't hear from USDA on those final acres, you know, until a little while from now. But you're not only a farmer, but a crop adjuster as well, Rochelle. And what are you seeing in the area that you do cover?
So I would say maybe an average of anywhere from 10 to 50% of the corn acres are prevent planted. Most of the soybeans got in, but they were very, very late. People went to shorter maturity hybrids and were just got a lot of rain. Then we got some hail. That played hopscotch too, and there was some replanting after hail. So it's just going to be a very challenging year, and we pray that there's not an early frost.
Well, and thankfully, while it has been a challenge, you have been able to get some cover crops in, which will be beneficial to that acreage.
Absolutely. And even if you don't have livestock, that putting a cover on that land is much better than keeping it fallow, not only for erosion purposes, but just for soil health. So hopefully everybody can get in there and get a cover crop on those prevent plant acres.